across the swampy marsh. Yelling winds and rolling tides took the lives of many guys. Oh, that day will be remembered on the Louisiana coast. Many came from far away, played and held for many days.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
One time my papa had a horse. Her name was Frankie Jean. That was the single-footedest son of a gun you ever did see in your whole life. One day we put Frankie Jean on the racetrack. The man shot his little pistol. All them horses took off. There goes Frankie Jean rounding that first turn. Sounded something like this. Oh, go on, Frankie Jean. Tell me more. I can stand it, but I can't hardly. One day, old Frankie Jean got loose. I called and I called and I called her. Frankie Jean wouldn't pay me no mind. Finally, I said to Papa, I said, Papa, how do you get a hold of old Frankie Jean when you want her? Do you call her? He said, uh-uh. I said, what do you do? He said, I whistle to her. I said, how do you whistle? He said something like this. Frankie Jean got loose another time. I called her and I called her and I called her. Still she wouldn't pay me no mind. Then I just happened to think what Papa had told me. When you want Frankie Jean, don't never call her. You gotta whistle to her. So I whistled to Frankie Jean. Something like this. Moral of the story is, if you want me, baby, don't call me, just whistle.
A 17-year-old, and a lot of folks in Austin called him dirty. Their friends all said it couldn't last, 'cause he was growing old too fast. If he reached 112, she'd just be 30. But love isn't known for its wisdom, they say. So they put on double harness the 15th day of May. But when they went walking down the street, nearly everyone they'd meet would laugh, 'cause she was young and he was feeble. Many unkind words were said, but never once they turned their heads, pretending not to hear the nosy people. For love cannot be shattered by treatment so unkind. The old man couldn't hear them, and the young girl paid no mind. They made it through the summer rain, through autumn, but when winter came and blew its chilly breath upon the city, pneumonia came to take its toll, to separate the young and old. And though it has to be, it's such a pity. For love is not assured, a happy ending I found. The old man stood there in sadness when they laid her in the ground.
Howdy, folks, and welcome back to Dollar Country. That is, of course, a show where I share country 45s forgotten along the path of history, sometimes never renowned in the first place to be forgotten about. All the whiffs, strikeouts, and beanballs from the golden age of country music. I'm your host, Frank the Drifter, as always, here with you. And it is episode 248 we're at today. Real close to 250. Started off today with Alex Broussard with the year of 57 on Almo Records. I didn't have a date on that one, although I kind of assume it's 57, 58, 59, or 60, but I couldn't figure it out. It's on a small label out of Doosan, Louisiana, or Douso. I'm not sure how you say it. Anything from Louisiana, I'm like, do I say this like French style or or not? I think I probably sound like a doofus either way, right? But, yeah, that was a good one. Then we had Catherine Curry with I Thank God You're Mine on Indie Records, which is a label out of Kansas City, Missouri. Well, I believe it's out of Independence, Missouri, which is a part of the greater suburban metropolis area of Kansas City, which is why it's called Indie Records. I assume. I'm guessing. I'm making all this up. That one's for Year Unknown as well. Then we had Tommy Duncan with Frankie Jean on Award Records from 1959. That label's from San Leandro, California. And Tommy Duncan was a famous Western Swing vocalist. He played in the Bob Wills Band, or sang in the Bob Wills Band. And, you know, one of those names who's known to me and known to many people who have heard a decent amount of Western Swing country. And lastly, we had Calvin Bowles with May and December on Yucca Records from 1974. Calvin Bowles, this was his own label, Yucca. I thought, normally I would not play a song about an old man falling in love with a 18-year-old or 17-year-old or whatever, because that's, like, just, like, creepy. But I thought it was funny that at the end they were like, well, you're going to die by the time she is, like, 25, and then it turns out she gets pneumonia and dies. That was just, like, a silly way to tell that story, I thought. And the story of these records on this show today. So when my wife was pregnant, the other parents out there will probably understand where I'm coming from here. When we found out that we were going to have a baby, I was like, okay, cool. I have a million projects I thought I had 20 years to do, and now I need to like start doing them all right now. And so part of my brain was like burning the candle at both ends, and part of my brain was like, well, don't start anything too big because you have a baby and whatever. So, of course, I started a lot of big projects and didn't finish them, so kind of got the worst of both worlds. But one of the projects I actually did finish was, there's a fellow named Jim. Hi, Jim. I believe he listens to the show still. Who I've been buying records from in Kansas since the beginning. Since, like, the very beginning of Dollar Country. He's actually the person, outside of maybe a couple record stores, that I've had a buying relationship from for the longest time. And if you've listened to the show for, I mean, even just, like, 10 episodes, you've heard something I've gotten from Jim. And when I lived in Kansas, I would go to his house and buy them. And now that I'm in Cleveland, I've been here for 6 years or so, he sends me records. And I've gotten a ton of great records over the years. And what I do when I get a box of records in the mail is I usually pick out some for a show, and then I put them in a box and say, you know, this came from Jim on this date, so I kind of have an idea of where it's from and when. And so since I've been buying from him for so long, I had probably at least 1,000 records, 45s, probably more than that, in boxes that were, like, from him over the course of 5 or 6 years. And I was like, I need space. I'm going to drop a needle on every single one of these records. So I went through this, like, frenzied, like, week where I literally just, like, anything I didn't know, I dropped a needle on for 1 second or 30 seconds. And if it was something I didn't want to keep, or a major label thing I didn't need, or just if it didn't make the cut, it's like, okay, I'm going to sell it bulk. And if it did make the cut, I kept it. And some of the stuff I wrote on Crude or Weird or, you know, Drum Machine or whatever. And so what we're getting on today's show is a selection of the stuff that I wrote, like, Crude or Weird on, that came from that came from Jim over the course of 6 years. So that's my way of saying, well, what I have on the show today is kind of weird and wacky and some pretty lo-fi, oddball stuff from kind of all over the place. And, yeah, that's just the way it is. I ended up selling most of those records bulk to patrons and friends, and that's something that kind of brings me joy, is getting records to people who I'm deathly allergic to records ending up in a landfill, so I'm always trying to get them to somebody who will listen to them. That brings me joy. So before we jump back in, of course, I want to tell you about the Patreon. If you want to support the show is supported by listeners directly, through donations, and you can find out more information at patreon.com/dollarcountry. That's where you can learn about that. You can also follow me on all the social medias at Dollar Country, and you can sign up for the email list at dollarcountry.org. On the side, there's a thing for the mailing list. If you want to receive the physical mailing list, you can go to my online store and sign up for it. It's dollarcountry.bigcartel.com. And if you want to call the Dollar Country phone line or text the phone line and just let me know what you're thinking about the show, you can do so at 216-505-4071. I love hearing from folks. I like getting a couple texts within the week after it's come out being like, oh, that song was crazy, or like, really good show, or whatever. That's always cool. So jumping back in, this is one I want to dedicate to some friends, some specifically Grant and Nick. Grant Dalvin and Nick Shoulders down in Arkansas. This one is called Mushroom Time in Arkansas, though I think it's a little late for mushroom hunting, or maybe it's not. I kind of think of early spring as more mushroom hunting time. But this one's called Mushroom Time in Arkansas. It goes out to Nick and Grant. So here goes.
Start to bloom, it's a sign they'll come up soon. All we need is one good rain, and I know I'll go insane. When it's mushroom time in Arkansas, we're all gonna have a ball. When it's mushroom time in Arkansas, we're all gonna have a ball. We'll hitch our camper trailers and run out to the mall. We'll push and shove among us just to pick that little fungus. When it's mushroom time in Arkansas, we're all gonna have a ball. I'll take along old Blue just to see what he can do. He'll sniff out those mushrooms like a coon dog trees a coon. We're gonna have such good luck, we'll fill our pickup truck. When it's mushroom time in Arkansas, we're all gonna have a ball. When it's mushroom time in Arkansas, we're all gonna have a ball. We'll hitch our camper trailers and run out to the mall. We'll push and shove among us and pick that little fungus. When it's mushroom time in Arkansas, we're all gonna have a ball. When it's mushroom time in Arkansas, we're all gonna have a ball.
Burning, name. Wanting to go to Nashville, got a number one song to sing. So put a quarter in the jukebox and play those crying blues, 'cause I'm stuck here in by Burning with them by Burnham Blues. They said I could go down to Nashville and make a star of me, and to be on the Grand Ole Opry, look like they've forgotten me. So put a quarter in the jukebox and play those crying blues, 'cause I'm stuck here in by Burn with them by Burnham Blues. So put a quarter in the jukebox and play those crying blues, 'cause I'm stuck here in by Burning with them by Burnham Blues.
Damn, no car has stopped on me in some of the wildest places. Sometimes I think that it belongs in the demolition races. Nobody is gonna steal it, they wouldn't get very far. Only I know how to handle that damned old car. My love affair with automobiles goes back a long, long ways. It all started out as a boy on my grandpa's Model A. I've kicked him and I've pushed him and I've called him a million names. The only time that old car stops in the heart is pouring rains. It stopped on me on the highway and it stopped on me in town. I'd just jump out and start shaking things and it's never letting me down. I bought that damned old car from Sam, the used car man. Said he'd stand behind it as far back as he can. I knew I made a big mistake the moment I got it home. Damn thing thought it was a cowboy, never more to roam. I'll give you some good advice, friend, buy a new car if you can. You can say that you heard it from the world's walkingest man. Nobody's gonna steal it, they wouldn't get very far. Only I know how to handle a damn old car. The next time that it stops on me, I'm going to the nearest bar. Then I'm gonna drink a toast, that damned old car. That may not get it started, but by 2 I'll close the bar. Then I'm gonna go out and burn that damned old car.
Time to go. You gotta get that load to Reno. Off your duffer and on your feet. You and old Bertha gotta fight that heat.
Got up that morning hot to trot. I know exactly what I've got. A sweet little woman and an old rig is about shot. Walked out the door and go check her out. And knew my honey was gonna pout. Climbed aboard and cranked her up and hollered, my baby, you gotta cheer up. Pushed in the clutch and put her in gear. Sure wished I had one of them new automatics in here. Start down the road of shifting gears, and here comes Hank, my buddy for years. Heading through town rolling side by side. Old Hank looks over and waves goodbye. I get so mad I'm almost in tears, 'cause Hank's letting Big Al shift his gears. Straight ahead, I better start shifting or I'll be dead. Old Hank and his Big Al rode alongside, laughing and watching me break. break in sight. The light turns green, I let out the clutch. Old Bertha laid down cause I gave her too much. Hank eases out with a great big grin on me, and Bertha can't never win, cause old Bertha, she needs a big owl. Get old Bertha underway, and I sure hope she'll make my pay. Rolling to the mountains where the road is erratic, behind is old Hank with that new automatic. We're heading down a grade, I don't know what to do. My brakes start to screaming, smoking too. Old Bertha gets struck in about 102. Looks like we're just about through. Finally reach the bottom and Hank goes by, leaving me behind about ready to cry. Cause old Bertha, she needs a big owl. I've clashed my gears through all the states with 13 speeds, 10s and 8s. If I had a big L, I'd ride the road with a tranny that'd carry any kind of load.
Bertha needs a big L.
Now me and Bertha wear a great big smile, cause she's fitted out with a new big L. I stuck in the middle of her running gear, cause I know it'll keep her happy for years. Yeah, old Bertha finally got that big L. Yes, sir, she got that big owl.
Bertha got big
owl. I was traveling down old 66, and they say that's the highway where you get your kicks. I got a big freight liner and a heavy load, channel 87 on my radio. I heard a voice that was loud and strong. He said, I'm Diesel Joe. Is anybody on? I said, go Joe, you're coming in fine. And I gave him my handle, I'm the end of the line. He said, easy line, don't try to push. About 2 miles west, there's smoke in the bush. I dropped down to 55 and I blinked my lights when Joe went by, and sure enough, where I couldn't see, there said smoke in a clump of trees. I kept her down to 55 and I laughed till I choked when I went by, and I heard a voice that's sweet and clear said, I'm Hot Lips Helen, is anybody there? I said, I'm here, baby, where are you? She said, the bottom of the hill, waiting on you in the rest park, honey, at the bottom of the hill in a long black ragtop, Coupe de Ville. I come off of that hill doing 75 when I saw that red light in my eye, and I knew right then that it weren't no joke. I was caught by that son of a smoke. Stopped my rig and she got out of that car. I'm a telling you, boy, she was a little star. She had a body on her like a figure eight, and there wasn't anything out of place. So take a fool's advice from one inside. When you hear Hot Lips Helen on the mic, you better take your rig and run and hide. Well, I guess you drivers all know by now that I'm in jail and I'll be here a while. They took my truck and all of my dough. They even took my radio. And I can't listen to Charlie Douglas or Bill Mack or Billy Cole. Wonder what old Buddy Ray and him's playing now, him and Larry Scott. Harold Hinsley, Billy Parker, T. Tommy, Ralph Emery, Jim Plummins, Lee Shannon, Bill Robinson.
I'm another saddle or bridle. You see, I'm a bareback drunken bull rider. I don't tote around a bunch of leather. I ride my thumb from rodeo to rodeo, wherever there's a good purse, that's where I go. That's where I go. started kissing me, and at Mariana's Circle D, been to Prescott, Flagstaff, Cheyenne, and Madden, and the Fort Worth Fat Stock Show. I'm on my way to visit Laramie. Then I'm going to ride in Calgary. I ride my thumb from rodeo to rodeo. Wherever there's a good purse, that's where I go. Once a bull butted me down, that rodeo clown. And once a bronc twisted my knee, and Cindy, the rodeo queen, took care of me. There's times I'd be out of luck, wouldn't make a single buck. Then I'd get a lift from Tim Lou or Ray, knowing I'd change my luck someday. I ride my thumb from rodeo to rodeo. Wherever there's a big purse, that's where I go. I was raised on the Dakota prairie before moving to Laramie. It was out by the prairie that I straddled my first deer. Then on to Bellevue and an old-so bronc and bull riding became my life. I'm still riding my thumb from rodeo to rodeo. Wherever there's a big purse, that's where I go.
Howdy folks, welcome back to Dollar Country. Second set, I started off with some Phil Baker, Mushroom Time in Arkansas on Jeroco Records. And I assume the label's out of Arkansas, but I couldn't find out any information about it, and it's distributed through Tennessee or Nashville. But I mean, a lot of things were distributed through Nashville. But either way, good one, picking mushrooms. Then we had Homer Leo Bays with Stuck in Viburnie on United Country Records. That's from Viburnum, Arkansas, but once again distributed through Nashville. And Homer Leo Bays also did another song called Viburnum Blues that I put on the Ozarks mixtape. Viburnum, Arkansas is where he's from and where he sings about. We had Bob O'Bear or Albert with Damned Old Car on Rose Records out of Portland, Oregon. A little bit late, 1981 on that one. As you know, if it goes into the 80s, it's got to be about something good or interesting for me to kind of hold onto it, because that sound is not my favorite sound, but I can appreciate it if it's about a damned old car, I guess. We had Bill Turpin with Old Bertha Needs a Big Al on 18 Wheels Records from 1974. That's out of Carlisle, Iowa, which I should have looked up. I'm not sure if I've been through Carlisle. I've been through a lot of Iowa, touring with a band and digging and stuff. I'm not sure if I've been to Carlisle. Then we had Jess Green with Smoke on 66 on Bright Star Records from 1974. About a fella. I'm sure there's some sort of like trucking language for this, but I like that there's like a cute girl broke down or whatever, and it just turns out being a cop, a trap. Surely they've done that. I mean, that makes sense. Bright Star, once again, out of, where was it? I forgot that. Not Hudson, Ohio, but Bright Star is a label out of Ohio that did song poems and not song poems. Sometimes spelled Bright, B-R-I-T-E, sometimes B-R-Y-T-E, sometimes Bright Star Records, sometimes just Bright. All over the place. A really hard to nail down label, which makes me all the more intrigued in it, of course. Then lastly, we had Sid Atkins with I'm a Rodeo Bum on Fox Century Plaza Records from 1977. That is a song poem label. The other side is called Cindy the Rodeo Queen, who is mentioned on I'm a Rodeo Bum. But unfortunately, it skips, and I could not get the skip out. Otherwise, I would have played both, because it's kind of like a story from two points of view, which I thought was kind of cool. They're out of Philadelphia, and the Jess Green was also song poems. One of the things that got put in the box when I was sorting the collection was song poems, because they are weird and wacky, and I love weird and wacky. I actually wrote a little bit about song poems in the newsletter for July, which I have and I'm going to be releasing. I was sick last week. I forgot to mention that. And I was already like a couple of days behind, and then I got sick and basically slept for 4 days, and I was like, I guess I'm a week behind on everything now. But anyway, the newsletter's coming out soon, and I wrote about song poems because they're just interesting. The problem with song poems is that they're almost always about either there's love songs or religious songs, and they're just kind of, you know, boring. But since they can be about anything, sometimes you get really weird ones out there. So those are the ones, of course, I love, and the ones that are more collectible, the weird ones. I don't have anything for Book Corner this week. Haven't been reading much this week, as I was sick and asleep. And, you know, it ebbs and flows. So up next is going to be Frankie Eagle with See That Mountain.
Tomorrow. Now all I've got is love. see to leave with no goodbye. Was her joy in her hate to keep me wondering why? I care no more who's right or wrong. I want her back where she belongs. In my arms, in my arms, loving me. This easy chair of peace and rest is now a restless hornet's nest. Keeps me crying and wondering why she wanted free. Was it me or someone else that made her want to go? Will we ever meet again, or will I die and never know? What did she see I couldn't see? Was her joy in her hate to keep me wondering why?
Heard my little boy cry out for me the day I went away. Heard him say, "Where's Daddy going?" I sure wish he would stay. I know that he can't understand all the rules we have to life. Or when the judge that day, I don't deserve a wife. Where's Daddy going? Even Daddy doesn't know. Where's Daddy going? Mommy always feels so. I didn't know the pain I feel or the emptiness of life. Nothing in my world is real without my little boy and wife. Just say that I could come back home and be a father to my son. Just say the word that I needed, and you'll forgive what I've done. Where's Daddy going? Even Daddy doesn't know. Where's Daddy going? Mommy always feels so.
Thank you.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to Dollar Country. So, started off that one with Frankie Eagle with See the Mountain, See That Mountain, on Twin Record Productions, which is kind of a weird label I've tried to look into. It's like not a song poem label, but I think maybe it was like a promotional label where they would like a talent agency. Because I've found different records by different people doing either the same or similar song, or yeah, the same song with the same background music, like the exact same, but different vocalists. And so I was wondering, like, maybe it's like, it was, I think it was two women doing a Hank Williams song, like Jambalaya or something. And like, I played them literally on two turntables next to each other and matched them up, and it was the exact same except for the vocals. And I was like, maybe it was like a talent thing where they were like trying these women out and sending them out to places, but it's just one of those labels that has a bunch of weird stuff like that, and I haven't quite been able to figure it out. Twin Record Productions, yeah, from 1972, labels out of North Miami, Florida. Then we had Rose Ann with Remembering Who's Who on Pretty Girl Records from 1971. Pretty Girl was a Style Wooten label out of Memphis, Tennessee. Then we had Elise Williams with Country Girl on Jaybird Records from, I think, 1972, and I'm not completely sure. Jaybird was a song poem label out of Parsons, Kansas, although it also sometimes has a address in Cleveland or Ohio, Northeast Ohio. So I don't exactly know what's going on there, but sometimes these labels are just odd. About a country girl who comes to town and meets a hippie and ends up in jail. Classic tale, right? Then we had Richard Allen with Wondering Why on Yodel Records. Yodel, Y-O-E hyphen D-E-L Records from Dallas, Texas. Everything I found on this record label I've enjoyed. And that one is no exception. Then last we had Jerry Davis with Where Is Daddy Going on Make Mine Country Records out of, I actually don't know. I thought it was out of Dallas, but I'm not sure. It doesn't say on the label, and I didn't write it down. So, we're at the end of the show. I have one more for you that's not exactly country, but it's just country adjacent. It's kind of rock. It's actually, I don't know if I can really describe it. It's very interesting, kind of rock, groovy tune. But before we get to that, I would like to remind you to be nice to people out there, because you never know what kind of day someone else has been having, and a little bit of niceness can go a long way. If you would like to read the newsletter, which I'm very proud of, and I've really enjoyed writing longer form stuff, and it's rewarding because people read it and contact me, unlike what has happened on Instagram and other social medias, where it seems like it's hard for people to see my posts sometimes for some reason. But yeah, it's really nice. You can check it out at substack.com or dollarcountry.substack.com, I think, or you can go to dollarcountry.org and all the links are on there. But yeah, it's been really fun writing about records, and I did a piece about country gospel for non-religious people today, because I like country gospel and I'm not religious, and just kind of analyzing why I like it and why its importance in the history of music and why I think it stands out. But anyway, this last one is going to be Bernice Tubb with Rosarita on Banshee Records. I hope you dig it. And I hope you have a good one, and I will talk to you all next episode.
Rosarita, I love you.
I love you.
Rosarita, I love you.
I met her down in Mexico. Johnny, I love you so. Please don't ever go away. If you do, please return someday. Because I love you. I love you. Johnny.
Find your place on the dial, CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Airwaves powered by your friends and neighbors.
You see, I came up on the battles, believed in meritocracy.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Active Voice. I'm your host, Debbie, coming to you on CKUW 95.